Psychological support for patients after pregnancy loss abstract. This article offers an overarching review of the literature on pregnancy loss, including key terminology, standard medical treatments, patients' reactions to pregnancy loss, and empirically supported psychological interventions for supporting loss patients. The remainder of the article delves into specific applications of therapeutic approaches for health service psychologists working with pregnancy loss patients. The vignette of a patient's story highlights challenges that pregnancy loss patients often face and demonstrates how the health service psychologist can ultimately facilitate healing. We conclude with a list of practical do's and don'ts for the health service psychologist working with pregnancy loss patients. Vignette: Jenny, a 31-year-old woman with a history of generalized anxiety disorder, presented for an initial psychotherapy evaluation following a recent pregnancy loss. Jenny and her husband, Tom, had been trying to conceive for 6 months. They were overjoyed when Jenny took a pregnancy test that came back positive. They excitedly shared the news with their close family and friends. At 10 weeks gestation, Jenny began experiencing light bleeding. She reached out to her OBGYN, who assured her that this was normal, but offered an ultrasound to monitor fetal growth. During the visit, the ultrasound technician was quiet. Jenny repeatedly asked for information, but the technician stated that she would need to wait for the physician. Jenny and Tom waited anxiously until the physician entered and informed them that the fetus was measuring small for its gestational age. The physician informed Jenny she was at risk of having a miscarriage, and she would need to come back the following week for another ultrasound. Jenny reported that the week of waiting for the second ultrasound was extremely distressing. At the next appointment, her provider confirmed that the fetus had stopped growing. Jenny was told that her options would be to wait for her body to pass the tissue on its own, take medication to facilitate this process, or have a surgical procedure called a DNC, dilation and curettage. She chose to take medication and pass the pregnancy at home. Jenny reported that going through the pregnancy loss at home was traumatic, as she was not prepared for the amount of bleeding or pain she experienced. When Jenny returned to her OBGYN, she learned that her pregnancy hormone levels had not dropped sufficiently. Her provider recommended she have a DNC to remove any remaining fetal tissue. Jenny felt extremely frustrated that she had to experience miscarrying at home and then still need surgery. Jenny presented to therapy 2 months after having the DNC. She reported recurrent intrusive memories of the ultrasound scan in the OBGYN office, and when the physician said the fetus had stopped growing, she endorsed dysphoria and cognitions of self-blame around the loss. Jenny reported that she told her mom and sister about the loss, hoping for support. Her mom commented, "Women in our culture are very fertile. You should try again." Her sister replied, "Everything happens for a reason, and at least you found out early. It will happen on God's time." As a result of these invalidating comments, Jenny reported that she stopped reaching out for support and withdrew from contact with her friends who had children because it was too painful to be around them. Jenny also reported feeling angry with the medical care that she received, feeling that her providers should have been more sensitive to her experience. She described feeling shocked that there was no follow-up care recommended after her DNC procedure, and she was left to cope with the emotional aftermath. She reported that while Tom was initially upset too, she felt like he had since moved on. She described him as motivated to try to conceive again, and hopeful that they would be able to have a baby. She expressed feeling hesitant to be intimate with Tom, because the thought of becoming pregnant again raised fears about having another miscarriage. She reported that she now hated going to work and was increasingly using up her days off because she never knew when someone might ask her the dreaded question, "Do you have any kids?" When she presented to therapy, she reported feeling like a shell of herself. Key background: the term pregnancy loss broadly refers to spontaneous pregnancy demise. Miscarriage refers to the loss of a clinically recognized pregnancy before the stage of fetal viability, definitions of which vary by country and organization. Quinby et al., 2021. The global pooled risk of miscarriage is 15.3%, 95% CI 12.5 to 18.7% of all recognized pregnancies, Quinby et al., 2021, and is closer to 25% when accounting for all pregnancies, although this is likely still an underestimate, Wilcox et al., 1988. Causes of loss, perception and reality. Reasons for miscarriage include maternal, clotting disorder, uterine abnormality, hormonal disruption, environmental, infection, stroke, toxins, such as air pollution, pesticides, and fetal factors, with the most common, 60%, cause being a chromosomal abnormality in the fetus. Advanced maternal age and prior history of miscarriage increase the risk. Misconceptions about the causes of miscarriage are common. Bardas et al., 2015, surveyed men and women across the United States, and found that 76% of participants believed stress can cause miscarriage and 10% believed most pregnancy losses occur because the pregnant person did something wrong. Medical management and loss. Understanding the medical aspects of miscarriage, and the terms that patients may use to describe their miscarriage experience. Positions mental health providers to offer optimal support. Many patients experiencing a miscarriage are frightened by the intensity of their physical pain, and the amount of blood loss, and consequently present directly to the emergency department, a setting poorly suited to manage the emotional needs of these patients. First trimester medical management of miscarriage includes 3 possible approaches. 1. Expectant management. 2. Medication, typically misoprostol plus or minus methotrexate. 3. Surgery. Decision making is often driven by the desire for quick resolution, safety concerns, pain control, and provider recommendation. Patients feeling they had a choice in treatment approach report better mental health outcomes. Psychological response to loss. Emotional responses after a miscarriage are varied and complex. Providers should expect to normalize a wide spectrum of emotions. Duration of pregnancy does not necessarily correlate with severity of psychological distress. Isolation and self-blame. Isolation is common because of social stigma and invalidating responses. Self-blame and shame are also frequently reported. Grief is a normative response. Pregnancy loss grief can be disenfranchised and includes prospective grief for the imagined future with the child. Symptoms are often highly elevated initially, declining over the first year, though some reactions persist. Psychiatric disorders following pregnancy loss. Anxiety, depression, and PTSD are reported. A 20% endorse moderate depression in 1 to 2.5 months post-loss. Anxiety occurs in 18-32%. PTSD prevalence ranges from 25-39% at 1 month. History of psychiatric disorder, poor support, childlessness, and unknown etiology increase risk. Partners' reactions. Partners experience distress but are often overlooked. Depressive symptoms are similar in prevalence but lower in severity. Partners want information and recognition as grieving parents. Psychological responses in future pregnancies. Elevated anxiety is common, especially until the gestational age of prior loss is passed. Some may feel conflicted about joy in new pregnancies. Patient-specific considerations. Infertility patients and queer couples often experience greater distress. Cultural norms, stigma, and beliefs affect coping. Religious beliefs can be protective or harmful. Clinical and ethical challenges. Legal restrictions following Dobbs versus Jackson have impacted access to miscarriage care. Miscarriage management overlaps with abortion care, creating fear and delays in treatment. Mental health providers must stay informed on state laws to support patients. Diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. Disparities exist in miscarriage incidents and mental health outcomes, particularly for Black patients and those with lower socioeconomic status. Culturally sensitive, affirming care is critical. Evidence-based assessment and practice considerations. Assessment with tools like the Reproductive Grief Screen, Perinatal Grief Scale, GAD-7, PHQ-9, and PCL-5 is recommended. Screening helps differentiate normative grief from psychopathology. Intervention. CBT and IPTR-supported approaches, mindfulness and acceptance strategies are useful. Therapeutic strategies include validation, psychoeducation, incorporating grief rituals, exploring the reproductive story, encouraging effective communication with supports. Pharmacological treatment is considered only for moderate to severe psychopathology. Conclusions and lessons learned. Pregnancy loss has unique psychological impacts. Providers should validate the loss, offer psychoeducation, support social connection, and facilitate grief processing and acceptance-based coping. Key clinical considerations do acknowledge the magnitude of the loss, use the patient's language, recognize partner's experiences, help patients communicate support needs, consider identity and cultural context. Don't assume early loss is less impactful, make invalidating statements, offer false reassurance. Resources. Postpartum Support International, https://postpartum.net/resolve, https://resolve.org/return-to-zero-hope, https://rtzhope.org/national-us.